join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 120. Now, I'm a bit distracted at the moment, because I got an iTelephone. I'm now the proud owner of an iTelephone by Apple. It's made by Apple TV, the same people who published the Beatles' music, the company that's owned by the Beatles. They make Apple telephones now. That's what I've got. I've got an Apple telephone. That's what all the young people have nowadays, and I decided I want to feel young, so I got an iTelephone. And I'm looking at it right now. Nothing's happening at the moment. There's nothing leaping out at me for me to describe to you. But no doubt at some point today things will happen to it. Emails will come into it, or music will occur on it. I'm not sure how the music occurs on it. I think there's a... Oh, I think it gets sent to us somehow through radio waves. I don't know. Apparently it's wireless. But I've got a wire plugged into it. Well, the wire is plugged into a plug. The plug is plugged into the iTelephone. So I suppose technically there's no wire attached directly to the iTelephone. But in my world, if a wire is plugged into a plug and the plug is plugged into the iTelephone, then effectively, by proxy, the wire is plugged into the iTelephone. There's no point pussyfooting about it. There's a wire plugged into this damn so-called wireless iTelephone. Supposedly it's wireless when you're at home in your house if you've got wireless, but it's not wireless if you go outside away from your wireless system. But that's fine. I don't want to be carting around wireless equipment with me when I go out and about. I'd rather just do the wired thing, because I have to have a mast attached to my head so that I can connect with the wireless system, whatever it is that we're using now. So no, I don't want that. Anyway, the upshot of all this is that I got an iTelephone. It's been a while since I did a book review on the show, so let's have a look at the bookcase here, see if we can find a book to review. Let's see now, I've got Gardens by Design, that'll do. Gardens by Design, Ideas for Small Gardens by David Stevens. Now this is a book about small gardens, and it's basically a book about ideas for small gardens. We've got let's see. There's a picture of a barbecue. It's not a real barbecue, it's a drawing of a two-dimensional barbecue, but it's being drawn in such a way that it's made to look like a three-dimensional barbecue. So it's basically a trick, it's an artist's trick. The barbecue portrayed in the picture is in fact a two-dimensional barbecue, and it's not even a real one, it's a drawing of a barbecue. But by using drawing skills and the skills of dimension and diagonal lines, the artist has managed to make it look like the barbecue is in fact a three-dimensional barbecue. Not a particularly good one, I have to say, but nonetheless it appears to work. That's not to say that when I open the book there's some cooked sausages popping out at me, so it doesn't work in that way. It's just an artist's impression of a three-dimensional barbecue. But if you were to assemble a barbecue from based on this picture, you could probably come up with something that would work. It's a bit like Leonardo da Vinci's helicopter, except this doesn't have full complete instructions, so you would need to have some scientific knowledge yourself about how to construct a barbecue. This isn't the full plans for the barbecue. It's not a full set of instructions, but it's a good guide on which you could base your own design for a barbecue. But you'd have to fill in the gaps yourself about how it's going to work, or how the innards would operate, what kind of power source you'd have. So basically, someone with no knowledge about barbecue creation couldn't build this barbecue. But if you had a bit of scientific experience, you could probably come up with something. So well done to whoever drew this barbecue. They've drawn some plants behind us, behind the wall, behind the barbecue, but they're not real plants, they're fake plants. So that's inappropriate. People don't put fake plants in an outdoor garden. They put fake plants indoors, and there's no such thing as an indoor barbecue. If you have an indoor barbecue, you've actually been sold a kitchen. You've been conned. That's not a barbecue at all, it's a kitchen. Although you could use it for similar purposes to which you use a barbecue, but make damn sure you have proper what do you call it? Ventilation. Otherwise you're going to have a problem. So there you go. Oh, there's a picture of a real garden, but there's no barbecue in it. It's a rooftop garden on top of a roof. And that's fine. There's a person in it. The person is reading a newspaper. Let's see if I can see the headline on the front of the newspaper. Betting on the something. I don't know what that says. I must try and do Google that and see if I can find out what newspaper that is. Let's see, Beckton under something. Let's do a little bit of investigative work here. I'll open Google. Let's see. So the woman in the photograph is reading a newspaper. It's very small, so I can just see Beckton under something written on the front of the newspaper. So here we go. Search Beckton. No, I can't find the newspaper. Apparently the newspaper hasn't been uploaded to Google yet. Perhaps it's in a different website. I don't know. Or perhaps it's only available in newspaper form. Or if it was a spoof newspaper specially created for to pose in this photograph. And it's not a real person at all. It's just a model posing and pretending to read a fake newspaper. I suppose you could be pretending to read a real newspaper as well, but that would be a waste of resources. They wouldn't use a real newspaper if she's not going to actually read it. They'd just use a mock-up of a newspaper, especially for a little book like this that's aimed at a minority. It's not a mainstream book, so they'd be on a low budget, so they want to cut costs wherever they can. Of course, if Robert De Niro was involved in this, he'd spend 8 months reading newspapers in preparation for the role, and of course he wouldn't be in this though, because it's a woman that's in the photo, not a man, and Robert De Niro doesn't play women, except in those comedy films that he's always in now, but that's because he's mentally ill, that can't be helped, and you shouldn't mock him for it, so let's leave that at that. He was a talented man in his day, and the fact that he's gone to waste doing stupid comedies is nothing that we should attack him for. It's all fine. He's earned his place in history. Now, let's see what else we have. Shelter. It is wind more than any other factor that prevents us from using the garden in this country. Note the direction of any prevailing wind or any persistent draft that blows around your garden. I think I'll do that right now. Let's go out in the garden and see what we can find out. Here we are. So we have to find out the prevailing wind, any prevailing wind. Well, I can hear the wind there. As far as I can see, the prevailing wind is blowing crossways from one end of the sky to the other. Basically, the wind is blowing from the horizon, so it's a horizon-based wind. It starts at the horizon and goes right through, across through the area where we are. I assume it goes on to the other horizon. I'm not sure. I'm not going to follow it all the way, because it's bloody windy out. But there we go. We've done something practical from this book. We've assessed the prevailing wind. Oh, it might not be the prevailing wind. And prevailing wind is the wind that usually blows. This mightn't be the usual wind, I don't know. I'd have to study it, I'd have to go out every day and make a note for a couple of weeks and find out what the wind is like every day, and then see what the prevailing wind is by working out how many of the days is blowing. Whatever. The average wind, I don't know. I'm bored with this now. I'm bored with this now. mostly recovered from that whole wind investigation session. Well done, us. I'm assuming you're on the same page as me. You're at the page in the script where we've recovered from the wind thing. If you're not, I suppose you'll have to make your own version of this podcast. Copy this whole file over and edit yourself into it somehow. Then get sued by me for breach of copyright, because I don't allow that sort of thing to be done with my recordings. But nonetheless, over the wind thing now, we're back inside. I have to admit, I'm still a little cold. Not emotionally, cold physically, in the sense of temperature. My arms are feeling the chill from outside, even though I'm inside now. I'm in a heated room in the house. I can still feel the cold, even though it's like when you have your arm amputated, but you still get an itchy arm, but you can't scratch it. I still feel cold from having been outside, but I can't do anything about it. I can't shelter myself from the wind, because the wind isn't there. The wind is outside and I'm inside, so there's no point trying to cover myself from it. I suppose I should be glad it wasn't raining, because I'd now be getting wet inside. I wouldn't be able to shelter myself from that, because it's only imagined rain, because no one's invented an umbrella yet that can shelter you from imagined rain. So then we'd be in dire straits. That's how people die in hurricanes. They go outside in a hurricane for a couple of minutes and they survive it. They're absolutely fine. But then they go inside and they're still having phantom hurricane symptoms. They're getting wetter and blowing away, and eventually they blow through a hole in an internal wall in their house, and the stuff falls on them. Imaginary things fall on them, and they get phantom injuries, and they die, despite having not gone out in the hurricane at all, other than for a couple of minutes. So that's what happened, basically, in all those places that had hurricanes in the last few years, and in the future. That's what happened in the future hurricanes as well, until medical science came up with a cure for it. Or a preventative. There's no point having a cure for something if the people who need the treatment are already dead. So medical science will have to come up with a prevention rather than a cure, because a prevention is better than a cure. You can't cure death, not yet anyway, as far as I know, unfortunately. But then why would you want to, if death isn't working? Why would you want to make it work better? If it's like in that episode of Family Guy where the Grim Reaper gets a broken leg, a bit like Harvey Crumpet, who's a friend of the show. He's got a broken leg, and Death. Anyway, in this episode of Family Guy, Death has a broken foot. I meant a foot, not a leg. And people don't die anymore, they become immune to death. So that's what happened if death becomes ill. So why would you want to prevent that? I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'm confusing the issue somewhat, I'm not sure.
Hello, I'm Doctress Joanne O'Carroll, back with a new series of lectures for the Into Your Head Adult Learning Programme. These lectures have been specially designed to make you less stupid, and today we're going to learn all about tantric popcorn and the International War Crimes Convention. I must say, I've always had a major problem with the popular music artist Sting. It's nothing to do with the fact that he's a former teacher, and therefore should be able to articulate himself with slightly more sophisticated sentences than dee doo 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 da dee 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 da da doo doo dee dee da. No, I'm fine with that, even though my spell checker hates it. As far as I'm concerned, if artists feel the need to express themselves using media other than the language which their parents and teachers have worked hard to instill in them since childbirth, then I suppose they must be allowed to do so. After all, this is a free world, and those of us who wish to stray from the herd of sheep and hang out with one of the local badgers for a while should be permitted to do so. Besides, I've always thought that sheep and badgers look good together. And I'm not suggesting that the two should necessarily mate. There's more to life than sex, you know. Some of us realise that you can get almost as much enjoyment out of having a chat with a badger while leaning on the gate at the end of the field as you can from an orgasm. And that brings me to my difficulty with Sting. For several years now, that man has reportedly been a practitioner of the pastime known as tantric sex. Now, for those of you who are too young and innocent and stupid to know what that means, it involves going to a cinema with a nice person and making the popcorn last all the way through the first half of Schindler's List, the 20-minute interval, and possibly the second part of the movie too. The trouble with this is that Sting is so named because, as a child, he wore a yellow and black striped article of clothing and looked like a bee. Now bees, as you all know, die after they sting you. They're not able to make themselves last a long time, and if Sting really had the characteristics of a bee, he would be a lot more likely to concentrate on the movie. He would most likely decline the aforementioned snack food, as would I. But in my case, it would be on health grounds. I've never liked popcorn much myself. I don't care much for the taste, and besides, I'm sure it's full of cholesterol. Albeit good cholesterol. By the way, I've always been most impressed at the way scientists, to avoid having to invent a new word, just called it good cholesterol. I think the same principle could be applied by parents who want to name one of their children Hitler. You see, up to now, this has always been a problem, as the name carries with it a lot of baggage. But under this system, the child could be called Good Hitler on the birth certificate, and just Hitler for short. Then everybody would be able to tell the difference between the long-deceased warmongering former dictator and Junior. Many of you may not be aware that I used to work as a secretary to a warmongering former dictator. I, too, am completely unaware of this. As far as I'm concerned, it is a vicious rumour made up by myself in order to fill up a couple of minutes in an audio lecture, after I run out of things to say about tantric popcorn. Although, admittedly, I am able to touch type and would therefore be well qualified to assume such a role. However, in my day, having good keyboard skills did not amount to a crime against humanity. Apparently, it does now. I only recently found out that the reason why the United States refused to sign up to the International War Crimes Convention a couple of years ago was because the president was under immense pressure from the Secretaries Guild of North America, who were afraid that administrative assistants all over the world would be arrested and brought before a court in Switzerland or something. Anyway, I have been Joanne O'Carroll for the Into Your Head Adult Learning Program.
Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking he's fucked up the sound quality today. It sounds like he forgot to adjust his headset accordingly. And it was even worse when he went out in the wind. But that's understandable because wind blows and causes interruption. But he's indoors now. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be having problems. Although he'll probably say something about there being phantom wind blowing into the microphone, and that'll be his excuse. So that's what you're thinking there. So that's fine. You think whatever you want. You're a free person. Barack Obama, Hussein, Osama, Borat says you can do whatever you want. Everything is possible, he says. He says we're all going to learn to fly when he becomes president. So once we learn to fly, the world's just going to be a completely different place. We'll all be flying around. Petrol prices won't matter anymore, unless you want to get somewhere quite fast, because we won't be able to fly any faster than we can run. So there's no point thinking that you're going to be able to fly to work if you work 20 miles away, unless you go on an aeroplane. And that's not practical at all, because you spend 2 hours in the airport each way. You just spend your whole day commuting, even though only five minutes will actually be involved in the flight itself. You'll spend your whole day in an airport, and you'll end up like that guy in that movie who lives in an airport for 3 years because no country will accept him. Except you'll be in your own country. It's just that you'll be spending so much of your time stuck in the airport, waiting to get on your plane to go to work, that you won't have time for anything else. Unless you have a laptop and an eye telephone and a book, then you can probably get some things done. If there's proper Wi-Fi access, you can probably run some sort of an online business during your commute. But still, that means you'll be working all day and working at something else during your commute, and then when you get home, you won't have time to go to sleep. You'll have to sleep during your commute, and then, of course, you'll have to sack yourself for sleeping on the job if you're self-employed running this internet business. And then you'll have to get another job at night, but you won't have time to commute then. And you'll get confused because if you're working a job close to home at night and you're commuting to your job 20 miles away, then when you're commuting home from your day job, you'll be commuting to your night job and you won't know which way you're going. So you'll just end up a sorry, sad mess. So let that be a warning to you. Now, portable voice recorder is not quite as healed as I thought it was. Perhaps it needs a bit more time to heal. That's fine. I can understand that. Harvey Crumpet in Australia, who I was talking to earlier, has the same condition. He did something to his foot and it needs time to heal. I'm told in his case it's going to take about 6 weeks, so I should probably allow the same amount of time for my portable voice recorder to heal. I don't even know whether it's had an injury. I'm not sure. It's lacking in well-being, whatever the cause. It's not working properly. So that's just how it is.
Sit, Kofi. Sit. Good cat. Sit, Kofi. Sit. Good cat.
Sit, Kofi. Sit.
Sit, Kofi. Sit. Good cat. Sit, Kofi. Sit. Good cat.